Tired of the hassle and risks of manual fruit cutting? Let me introduce our partners over at Supercut System, the automated solution that enhances safety, quality, and efficiency. Cut up to 120 perfect citrus wedges per minute, 6 times faster than manual. Patented technology delivers consistent slices, reducing waste and eliminating plastic. The contactless hygienic design lowers contamination risk and workplace injuries. Supercut integrates seamlessly for any volume, improve profitability and customer experience. Experience the power of automation with Supercut. Get started today at supercut.com and be sure to ask about their risk-free trials.
Elevate your dining experience with Rack Porcelain USA. As the exclusive tableware brand for the Walk and Talk podcast, Rack combines exceptional craftsmanship with innovative design. Whether you're a chef, a restaurant owner, or a food enthusiast, Rack's high-quality porcelain products will enhance every meal. Discover the artistry of food presentation and make every dining occasion special. Visit RackPorcelain.com today and see how Rack can transform your table. Chefs and food buyers, let me tell you about a product that will generate new excitement on your menu. Fully cooked, pasture-raised, all-natural Australian lamb from Aussie Select. Their award-winning, handcrafted, innovative products are blended with the finest spices and amazing flavors. Options include agave rosemary, tikka masala, lamb pastrami, and lamb prime rib roast. Available sliced or whole with a long shelf life too. Find out more at AussieSelect.com.
Tired of the hassle and risks of manual fruit cutting? Let me introduce our partners over at Supercut System, the automated solution that enhances safety, quality, and efficiency. Cut up to 120 perfect citrus wedges per minute, 6 times faster than manual. Patented technology delivers consistent slices, reducing waste and eliminating plastic. The contactless hygienic design lowers contamination risk and workplace injuries. Supercut integrates seamlessly for any volume. Improve profitability and customer experience. Experience the power of automation with Supercut. Get started today at supercut.com and be sure to ask about their risk-free trials.
We are recording. Going live in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Hello, food fam. This is the Walk and Talk podcast. I'm your host, Carl Fiadini. This week, we're podcasting on site at Chef's Table Studios in Largo, Florida. Our guest this session is Chef Amanda Rice, owner of this beautifully designed kitchen studio. If you are a culinary content creator in need of a space to film your delicious dishes, contact Amanda and get creating. Go to chefstablestudios.com. Today's topic, it's lights, cameras, action. Learn a craft, put in the work, make a career. My goodness. You got to slam that clutch and then reinvent yourself. And with all that knowledge, you got like, wow, it's crazy. Chef Amanda went from the kitchen life and entered into the entertainment side of food. I'm so excited to kind of get into that. Let's dig in. But first, our sponsor this episode is Dynamic Solutions, Inc. This goes out to hospitality at large. The restaurant life is sexy, and there's a dark side too. The struggle to keep our eateries safe from harmful bacterium and other pathogenic perpetrators is real. Let my friends at Dynamic Solutions, Inc. facilitate the fix for you. They're fast and their process works. I've seen it myself. Odor control, biofilm removal, drain cleaning services, ATP testing, dumpster cleaning, all of it. Go to dynamicsolutionsservices.com. You'll find that in the description and schedule your free confidential analysis report today. Okay. Let's welcome our Walk and Talk culinary contributor, Chef Jeffrey Schlissel, to the panel. Chef, all right. So how much do you put into, how much do you respect, do you attach to someone that transcends into the next dimension of their work life? I'm talking about like, you know, you put in 10, 15, 20 years, you know, into learning a necessary trade or a skill. You live that skill. And then you get into something else. Like, what do you think about that?
I think that if you don't change, change changes you. You look at some of the big major brands that are out there, you know, like Blockbuster and Kodak and the Polaroid, and those did not change with the times. I think chefs, what we do primarily is we change. I know I'm a different person from when I came out of culinary school to now what I do, and the plating is definitely, thank God, has changed. But for, I respect chefs that look outside the box and look at a different path they're going to go on, whether working for a manufacturer or whether they're doing food stylist, like Chef Amanda.
Do you know that many people who are going to be listening to this are going to be like, what's Blockbuster?
yeah, that's true.
So I know a certain someone who's doing it. All right, let's get Chef Amanda Rice on the program. You know, you went from the kitchen to entrepreneur. Welcome to the program. How did you do it?
Thank you. Yeah. So, you know, I've been in every facet of culinary. I've even waited tables back in the day. When I was 16, I started my first job in a bakery, and I've done line cook. I've worked every position in the kitchen, from garmage to pastry chef to grill to fry station, just run the gamut.
What was your favorite, by the way?
I really love what I do today. I really do. I feel like what I do now is
better than Garma?
Totally.
Yeah. All right.
It's a culmination of all of these skills that I've learned over the years and all of the great people that I've worked for that have taught me things, and I get to use it every day.
So first of all, I want to back up. What you've built here, you and your husband, is gorgeous.
Thank you.
This is beautiful. Like this set, the studio is really nice.
I just noticed the piano. Did you see that?
Yeah, of course I saw
it. It's a piano bar.
It's a piano bar.
I love that.
I love how you're like, I don't know, about 6 years behind on
what I'm old.
Okay. So, you know, we did the tour. I saw everything is on wheels. Everything moves. Everything is built for the creator, and it's built to have a different change. It's, you know, to change it up. Mm-hmm. So I'm really impressed with what you've done here. That's first of all. And you're looking to give the, you know, small, mid-sized, even larger creators a place to kind of do their thing, but you're attached to a very large organization in HSN and QVC.
Yes.
That's also awesome. Very cool. Congratulations on everything you're doing. Talk about it. What's your life?
12 years now I've been food styling for live TV, which a lot of people don't know. HSN and QVC is live programming. So there's zero room for error.
Yeah,
you can't make a mistake, or millions of people literally are going to see you make a mistake.
I didn't know that. Did you know it was live?
No, she mentioned that earlier. I was like, there's no way.
Before I worked there, I always thought it was pre-recorded.
100%.
Had no idea.
A million years ago, and I told you on the phone when we had our, you know, we're doing our preliminary conversation. Back in the 80s, my father was a jewelry manufacturer, and he had a contract with QVC, and it was pretty cool. And, you know, we would tune in and watch that stuff, but you would never think, would never, ever believe that there's actual, you know, it's live.
Yeah.
And what they do, they're pros, because I don't know that I've seen any error. Like, you wouldn't catch it.
Well, I know.
Yeah, you know.
Hopefully the viewer doesn't know. We try to hide it well.
Right.
Well, that's just like being in the restaurant industry. When you have a bad shift, if the guests don't know or don't see it, then you've won.
And of course, you're the most critical of yourself.
Mm.
You know,
so
always.
So food styling, right? You know, so we, with Walk and Talk, we do, you know, food photo shoots and photography and all this stuff, right? And we don't get into how the fake part of styling.
Can you talk about that? I'm not a fan of the fake stuff.
What is that, though?
I don't really like the trickery that's involved in food styling. Because I have that chef background, I believe that everything has to be made with love, well-seasoned, and edible. And what I do with this live television, people are actually tasting the food. So when the host goes, it's so good, like, I want them to believe it's really good.
It can't just be shtick.
Exactly.
Right.
Yeah, it has to be believable. But there is this world in food styling, and it's kind of a judgment, no judgment, but it happens to be non-food items. Like, they'll use motor oil for pancake syrup, and it's more viscous, so it stands up better. You'll see ice cream that's not really ice cream. It's like plaster.
So what you don't want while you're eating is to have viscosity breakdown. as we've heard in all of the oil commercials, you know.
Right.
Growing up. No, but yeah, but that's the truth though. So you've got talent. You've got on-screen chef talent. And what they're doing is they are creating and eating, and if you're not doing what you're supposed to do,
exactly. So it's no different than the restaurant service. You know, when you're trying to serve a plated meal to hundreds of guests every night, that has to be timely. It has to be cooked perfectly. It has to be gorgeous. The presentation has to be there. And people really eat with their eyes first. So in television, when we're trying to sell a product, whether it's an appliance or a line of steaks, or pre-popped popcorn. You know, we do a variety of food products as well as culinary hard goods like knives and, you know, kitchen instruments like that. It has to look good first. If they don't believe at home that they can do what you've just done on TV with that product, they're not going to buy it.
By the way, I love popcorn. I'm just saying, like, I dig it a lot. But listen, so your story, though, you went from... You know, 90 degree temps on the line.
90? Where's she working? Alaska?
Yeah, well, maybe.
That's Garmisch.
Yeah. Oh, right. Okay.
She did say Garmo.
Yeah, Garmo. Well, she did mention fry and.
Wow.
So we.
See, he did not like what you said to me.
Wow. All right. So.
That's karma.
I'm getting to. I'm going to church right after this. All right. Yeah, so that was like, I don't know if the building got hit just there with the lightning, but that was something right there.
Yeah, well, something else just happened too.
Yeah, well, keep it to yourself.
I will.
Your story though is fascinating because you went from the kitchen, that life, and you found a way to do your own thing. Like you're living your thing. Like you're living your best life right now, right?
Yeah, it's amazing.
How you did see you the smile on her face?
It's amazing. It's exciting.
I want you to paint the picture the same way that you plate a dish. How did you get it in your mind that you were going to do this? Like what was the steps? What happened?
Sure. So I was food styling initially for HSN. I worked as an on-call, which, you know, you might work 2 hours a week. You might work 16 hours a week. It's on-call position, depending on their show schedule. And eventually I just fell in love with food styling. I fell in love with this live broadcast world of, you know, you've got to be fast thinking, on your feet, you've got to be able to multitask, and every day is a challenge. Every day is something new, a new problem that you have to solve. And it kills the monotony of any other job.
Are you as big a geek with equipment and cameras and lighting as you are, like, perhaps with the food itself, or is that secondary?
My equipment is different. My equipment is knives, you know, investing in good cookware.
Right.
My arsenal of tools that I keep on standby to make those presentations really shine.
What I do is what I carry along with me is Chef Jeffrey. You know, he's my Swiss Army knife of this whole operation.
I love it.
Yeah, he's got my own little wagon that he pulls me around.
Does he fold you up too?
Yeah, yeah. He puts me in the back of the car. Puts me in my own car seat.
He's got a booster seat.
I got a pacifier. It's soaked in bourbon and bacon.
It's
nice.
I'm still waiting for that as well. Like I need that in my life.
Yeah, we have some bourbon at the bar.
I know, I saw that.
It's fully stocked.
I saw that, but I didn't see anybody pouring anything. But that's fine. I mean, it's cool. Look, you know, it's only it's not even 12 yet. You know, so.
So I worked for HSN initially, and then I just fell in love with this industry, and I decided to go freelance. I took a huge risk. I left a career of 8 years and this part-time extra money gig that I had. And I just took the leap of faith, and I built up my clientele, and I worked with some amazing, amazing famous chefs in this industry. And
can you say who? Like who?
I've done a lot of work for Curtis Stone, and currently I work with Chef Jeffrey Zakarian, who everybody probably knows from Chopped.
Sure.
And The Kitchen on Food Network.
Yep.
So yeah, it's just been amazing. And then during COVID, things changed. Right?
Didn't they?
Studios closed. Broadcast was totally different. This entire world of film production was shut down.
Yeah.
So we had to reinvent the wheel. Jeffrey actually moved to Tampa during COVID, and his wife's family is here. So he did remotely 2 seasons of The Kitchen from his house. And I food styled for him here locally. And that's kind of how we started our relationship. So it changed everything during COVID.
You know, it's funny because when COVID first came on the scene, you know, I was still managing a sales team, you know, and for a distributor, and everybody started, the trend started with the, you know, being at home and, you know, doing live meetings and all that stuff, right?
Yeah, Zoom, Skype,
and everything.
Zoom
meetings. So I had already started the groundwork with the lights and the cameras and, you know, messing around with walk and talk. And what ended up happening is when we would have these meetings, I would have to create a set. Like, I wasn't going to just hold my phone to my face and you look up my nostrils. Like, there was, like, some of the people who were on these calls. We would have 20 people on a call. And when they're talking, they're at home in a t-shirt. Like, wow, it was so terrible.
Some people are using those green screen backgrounds.
Yeah, it was so horrible. And I was like, I'm not doing this. So I would set up a whole studio, like the set. And I was like, I really like this.
Yeah.
And I kind of, like you said, things kind of changed a lot. But that was part of the big impetus of continuing on with this, because you're working with the lights and the cameras and angles and key lights and backlights and all these different things. It's just so cool.
So in studio, all that's taken care of for you.
Right.
You don't have to think about lighting. You don't have to think about cameras or the jib and how they're going to get those food shots when you're plating the food. You don't have to worry about it. It's taken care of.
Right.
But now we started airing from home. So now we're traveling. My job is now traveling from guests' houses and different studio spaces that we rent to shoot from. So it became a real big hassle for me. Not that I don't love my job, but it became a hassle because I have to now bring with me all the food, you know, packing in coolers, and all the prep supplies, my own knives, cutting boards, like a traveling kitchen in my car, essentially. Every prop that was needed for the display. If I need a fork, I have to bring a fork because I never know what's going to be on site when I get there. So it was crazy. So much mental planning and load that went into producing the shows.
So right now, today, John Hernandez from Ibis Images is producing the podcast. And as we're talking about, you know, schlepping and loading cars and unpacking and all this other stuff. Yeah, like this guy.
I'm sorry, you still have to do that, John.
Yeah, so at the end of the, so here we are, we're at this beautiful studio, but we brought all our own stuff and we're schlepping it too.
You feel my pain.
Your pain starts at the top of to the bottom of my feet. Like, I get your pain.
Yeah.
Now
add into that production equipment food.
Right. Oh, no, it's horrible.
Food that you have to maintain the temperature of and the integrity of. And, you know, I would pack stuff in coolers and then get on site, and it's like, what happened to my basil? It's dead. I can't use it now. Got to run to the grocery store real quick. So it became a nightmare.
Chefs and food buyers, let me tell you about a product that will generate new excitement on your menu. Fully cooked, pasture-raised, all-natural Australian lamb from Aussie Select. Their award-winning, handcrafted, innovative products are blended with the finest spices and amazing flavors. Options include agave rosemary, tikka masala, lamb pastrami, and lamb prime rib roast. Available sliced or whole with a long shelf life too. Find out more at AussieSelect.com.
Doesn't matter. It doesn't matter how many, you know, pads or iPads or wherever you do, you always end up forgetting something or something goes wrong.
Always.
And you have to, I hate the word pivot, to do something else.
You do. You have to pivot. But that's the part I like about this business, because it's challenging, right? Mm-hmm. There's always something that's challenging you every day, every show, every product.
Is that what we want, though? Do we want to be challenged? I'm so tired of challenge. I want easy street, man. I want to be like easy street. No, I'm kidding.
I'm on the opposite side of that. When you're in the culinary world, you kind of like the pain a little bit.
Okay, so I get
we wouldn't do this if we didn't like the pain a little bit.
Oh, 100%. True story. 100%, 100%, 100%. But here's the difference, right? So I come from the food industry, like 30 years of food. 10 of it on your side. 20 of it on the distribution and sales side, right? Of, you know, produce was my main thing. I'm into meat, proteins now. But with that said, my challenges that I like is solving your problems, okay, right? But the problems that you have, I want nothing to do with. Like your issues, the things that you embrace, I don't want nothing to do with it. But I do want to be the fix for the things that you have to endure. That makes sense.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's basically where the idea of creating Chef's Table Studios came. I was traveling to all these different locations and also renting studio spaces locally, which there's not many.
Yeah.
There's not many places. And if you rent it, they don't have a prep space. So you're on set trying to set up this beautiful display, but you're also prepping on the same set. So you have to really quick clean up and doing multiple shows one after the other, it's nearly impossible.
It's super impressive, right? So, folks, we'll post pictures of a couple of areas here in the building, but you have a very attractive prep area along with the beautiful actual studio. So you're getting everything. I can't believe how bad the weather is right now.
Yeah.
But you're getting everything that you need here, from props, storage, studio, beauty, the whole nine yards.
Cigars.
I saw that.
Yeah.
So that's one of our things at Chef's Table. You walk in, we give you a cup of espresso immediately, and everything's here. You can't have production without caffeine.
Oh, yeah. That's a necessity.
Well, so talk to me about the cigars, though.
There's a little humidor over there.
I saw it.
Just in case you have a long break between, shooting that you need something.
In here, though? Like you...
You walk outside. Sure.
Outside, okay. Yeah. Well, that was what I was getting at. Because for me, I'm like, all right, let's let's do this. I got five on it. You know what I'm saying?
But it was very thoughtful. Everything that we did here was very purposeful.
There's depth.
Yes.
100% depth.
Well, and being the chef that you are in the background you have, it helps out to know that I better have, and you don't have, you didn't cheat on the, or, go real inexpensive with your espresso maker. You have like a Rolls Royce of espresso maker.
Oh, it's nice.
Right. Because you know what the talent that you're dealing with or the talent you could be dealing with. And you know the ins and outs of what their brain functionalities are.
Sure.
That you want to do those things for that chef. And that's a layer of that expertise that you bring that those people, I shouldn't really say those people, the chefs really appreciate.
Who wants a crappy cup of coffee?
Those people.
Nice. Yeah, good job. I said those people.
You got to have a good cup of coffee. You can't operate without energy, and excitement.
And thunder.
All the things you need are here.
It's like, we need to have AC/DC in the background, Thunderstruck now.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be pretty cool.
Yeah, hey, it's Florida. What do you expect?
100%.
Rain.
I'm digging it. I am so digging it. I think that there's a person that you probably need to throw some props out to. Like, who built all this stuff?
My husband.
Yeah. Hey, hubby.
Well, we
hubby.
All did.
Hey, hubby. Right? I got your back. We never met, but I got your back.
He's
man.
Pretty amazing.
He's
pretty amazing.
Because y'all built everything here, right?
It took us 5 months, start to finish. And, we did this at a time where you couldn't even get a contractor to, come look at your job and give you an estimate. It was impossible to find people to do the work, and budget restraints also. Mm-hmm. It was a lot of DIY, but I'm really lucky. I'm lucky to have him. He's amazing and super handy.
Is he still doing this? Because this is another side job he could do. I got some stuff in my house, man.
What he doesn't know is I have a secondary list.
Oh, no. It's the honey-do list?
I'm waiting until the new year. I'm give the guy a break, He's worked hard.
A couple weeks away, by the way.
Yeah.
I have a secondary list of things that need to get done around here.
It's 16 days away there, hubby. 16 days to prepare.
Surprise. that's funny.
How long have you been married?
We've been married 8 years.
Yeah, it never stops, dude. Never stops.
No, it doesn't.
Know that by now.
Right. Yeah, no.
He knows better.
Yeah.
He knows better.
Especially when you're married to a chef.
Does he have anything to do? So does he help with production as well?
Not at all.
No, he's just like, what?
If something breaks, he fixes it.
Okay. That's a good life, though. That's just a good life to have. I wish he was here, actually.
He would, if he was here, he would tell you he doesn't know how to cook.
Well, that's why he married you.
He does breakfast. He does breakfast really well.
Yeah.
Which is good because I'm not a morning person.
What's his go-to? What's the?
Oh, he'll do it all. Pancakes, waffles, eggs, bacon, sausage.
Scratch?
He just made biscuits and gravy the other day.
Nice.
It was like amazing. He makes my coffee every morning. Makes me breakfast. That's all I need. I'll take care of lunch and dinner. Not a problem.
I mean, you know, something happened along the way, right? I mean, we've been doing this almost coming up on 3 years now with the show.
Mm-hmm.
And in the beginning, I was inundated with food from, you know, chefs from all over the place.
Here it comes.
And now we've got this momentum. We've got things happening. Things are, you know, I got no more food. Where's the food? I'm losing weight.
See?
I'll cook for you.
I'm losing weight.
I get this all the time. Anytime I post some of the pictures and stuff, like the last week, the guys gave us mushrooms and I was posting. He's like, where's mine?
Right. Look, dude, all I'm saying is this.
Is that why you started this podcast? So that you could get food?
I started this whole show for the food. In fact, if you go to the website, thewalkintalk.com, it says it right there. I'm here for the food. You know, I don't need your personality, man. Get the hell out of here. I'm here to eat. No, you're okay, though, Jeff.
I appreciate that.
Yeah, you're all right.
We can still talk about sauce and gravy if you want.
Oh, like, oh, so you know what? What's your background?
My background?
Your heritage.
I'm Irish, Italian, German, Scottish, a little bit of everything.
She's the United Nations.
A little bit of everything.
All right, so we got Miss UN over here. Okay, so in your chefy, with that lineage.
I know where you're going with this.
I'm going to say, is it, do you call, so we have a running thing on this show, and first of all, let me just tell you, it's sauce and not gravy, and John, do take the camera off me for a second. It is sauce.
Depends on what you're making.
Well, to expand on that.
Did you use a roux?
No.
Here goes a roux again.
If you used a roux, it's a gravy, in my opinion. Hmm. A sauce is more like a pan sauce. It's a reduction, if you will.
Hmm.
Nappe. Not quite as thick as gravy.
So
if I grow my hair out, it gets nappe. What?
So if you make a hollandaise, that doesn't have a roux, so that's
a sauce.
It's a sauce or gravy?
It's a sauce.
Okay. But it's thick. It's nappe.
See how this goes?
So at the end of the day, if you're saying gravy to me, I want to make sure that there's a bird and stuffing.
I think gravy, I'm like, it's a southern thing. It's a southern thing.
Yeah.
It's got butter and flour and fat. You know, it's a gravy.
And I love all of those things, like a lot. Yeah, man, look, so at the end of the day, it's the in the final analysis, okay? And if John, Mr. Producer, you can shut their mics off now. It's sauce.
Nope.
That's it. Okay? All right.
They are called the mother sauces.
Ooh, she just threw one out at you, bub.
They aren't called the mother gravies.
She just threw one right at you.
I have to research that.
Yeah.
If I had to argue, I would have to go with sauce because of that.
Elevate your dining experience with Rack Porcelain USA. As the exclusive tableware brand for the Walk and Talk podcast, Rack combines exceptional craftsmanship with innovative design. Whether you're a chef, a restaurant owner, or a food enthusiast, Rack's high-quality porcelain products will enhance every meal. Discover the artistry of food presentation and make every dining occasion special. Visit rackporcelain.com today and see how Rack can transform your table.
Really?
Well, this all stems to Chef Seth, who was on the podcast, who's the mushroom farmer.
Straforia.
Yeah. He was making a comment that he was making gravy, and that's how this whole thing came about.
So,
I don't care what you call it. Just don't want to go on record right now. I just like pissing him off by saying gravy. Yeah.
Well, you know, so he's, all right, I mean, you don't know this. So my family, Italian, New York, Italy. I'm born in Miami.
Okay.
But these guys are from New Jersey. And, you know, there's a little bit of this going on, you know, that kind of thing. Like, yeah, you know, the guys, the boys, you know what I mean? And I got the gravy. And I'm like, gravy? What is this gravy thing? Like, I don't know. Like, I know four people that call it gravy. You know, one of them is here in the room. So, Do you hear the rain?
Wow, it's intense.
The sauce has fallen right now.
So, in other words, he's saying it's also called gravy.
No, he's saying that he's with me.
Look, it just stopped.
If you want confirmation, in the office, yeah, we have bookshelves, and you can find the Escoffier cookbook.
Yeah.
And you can look it up. It's the sauce, mother sauces.
And it's funny, sauce, because when I went to culinary school, one of them mother sauces was tomato. And I'm like, that's not a mother sauce.
Do you see? It's written.
Yeah, but if you go based upon, like, Chef Kevin and Chef Amanda just said, where if there's a brew, then you have other sauces that have different thickening agents.
Let it be written. Let it be said. That's all I'm saying.
Let's leave it to the people to decide.
I would love to hear some commentary.
We should have that. We should have, like, a little TikTok or like that. Yeah, we should.
Let's poll the public.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know if I want to hear what they have to say. I'm going to shut them all down.
He knows, yeah. You probably get
that. No, I don't want you. Look, because there's going to be like, there's going to be people that are like, oh, yeah, that's gravy. And they're going to sound like that. Like, that's how they're going to talk. They're going to be like, yeah, it's gravy.
Can you read that dialect in text, though?
Probably. I think what they do is they do a lot of like lowercase, capital, you know, back and forth on that. And you can kind of sound it out, you know, like what I'm doing with my daughter.
You know how they sound. You know how they sound, just absolutely, based on how they type
they
it.
They sound like a character from The Simpsons, for sure. That one, like this guy, you know, that.
I thought you were going to go with, like, Gomer Pyle. That's where I thought you were going.
Gomer Pyle, but nobody knows who that is.
Well, there's some, the hell, I do.
Sure. You're
John 700 does. Years old. Yeah, he's older than you, I think.
No, I'm older than him.
Well, you guys are both old.
He looks better than me, though.
I don't know.
In fact, John, he's the youngest, and look how old he looks. That, just saying.
It's just the gray hair. Big deal. Some people call that distinguished.
It's wisdom whiskers. There you go. Wisdom whiskers.
It's all happened like in the last 6-7 years of marriage. That's where all this came from.
No. Yeah, I'm talking to you. I'm talking to you,
honey, if you're listening. I know you're not.
It's me. The past couple of months, it's actually gotten grayer.
It's getting grayer. Yeah, it's, I don't know. My goodness. Yeah. And then the lightning crashes.
Right. That's so the true. Other way.
My goodness. All right. So what's next, Amanda, for you?
You know, we've only been open 60 days. That's it.
That's so crazy to me.
So I haven't even begun to market this place.
That's amazing.
But the goal for me is to open the doors to all of the local influencers, the social media creators, the restaurant owners, the chefs that would love to do beautiful plated photography dishes. We have a still photography set up over there with all the background tiles, mm-hmm, and lighting, light box, everything you need to take beautiful photos, as well as the video
and things. From what we spoke about yesterday, you're trying to do this in an affordable manner.
Yeah, it's really important to me. You got to keep things...
in perspective.
Yeah, you got to keep things affordable for everybody, even the little guy, the micro-influencer, if you will. You know, just because I have some famous...
I'm listening. Trust me. That's why. I'm not saying a word because I'm listening right now.
Don't worry. But if you walk in the door with your groceries and your talent, everything else you need is here. Everything else.
Can Jeffrey bring talent with him as well? Like, he has to... You're going to have to bring that for... I'm kidding.
I'll let you be the judge of that.
I'm kidding. But so what I'm thinking is this, because I mean, obviously, I'm surrounded by chefs, and we're doing some collaborations and everything with some, some other food influencer types. I would love to do a sponsor a chef sort of a scenario here,
sure,
at your studio, where we'll get some, you know, some brands out there that will, you know, kick up the dough to make it happen, you know, and yeah. We can bring. I could see Chef Jonathan in here.
Oh, I've
Chef went Thomas, down a list.
Anthony, Chef Matt. Kevin. Like,
so you know, Kevin. Commercial kitchens and restaurant kitchens are great, but they don't normally have the lighting.
No,
they don't have the look, and stainless is very reflective.
Yes,
so that's a problem.
Yes,
and likewise, shooting from home. You don't have the lighting, and a lot of people don't have a nice kitchen. This set is nicer than my home kitchen. It's gorgeous.
I'm taking it with me.
I want to remodel my house now, but I'm like, That's the second part.
Yeah, there you go. That's for you, buddy.
Hey, hubby. Hey, number two, right? 2 weeks?
Yeah.
You know, some people have, some influencers have like a small apartment space, or they just have an outdated kitchen that they may not be that proud of showing on TV. You see a lot of TikTok videos and Instagram reels where it's really zoomed in.
Yeah.
And you just see the bowl and the hands.
Yes.
It's probably because they don't have a show kitchen.
And you know, it's funny because one of the factors that got me to come up with this whole restaurant recipes and the Dirty Dash, you know, they're two of our videos, is that everybody's doing this stuff at home and with horrible lighting,
yeah,
and with their cell phone with weird angles, and just, and I'm like, oh gosh, it's killing me. And I wanted to bring actual pros into this, and that's where the chef connection there, right? I can totally see bringing some of our walk and talk talent chefs here and doing awesome stuff.
And honestly, they can DIY here. We have, you know, lighting equipment. We have gimbals. We have tripods. If they wanted to do a DIY style video here, it's still going to be better quality than what they could do at home.
100%.
If they want to bring in an entire production team, we can do that too.
Yeah, I mean, I think we have a fair amount of equipment.
Yeah.
You know, it's not a bootleggy sort of a setup.
Well, it's easy load in and load out. With the garage doors.
Yeah, no. This was a really easy setup, and there's power everywhere, and there's enough room for everything. I'm very impressed with what you got.
Let's talk power.
Ooh.
That was a huge concern of mine in building this space. So during COVID, when we were remote airing and Skyping from home, power and internet.
Yes.
Those are critical. And I told my husband when we started this, I have to have good internet and good power. Without those two things, I don't have a business. The rest is negotiable, you know. What kind of set you have or decor you have, that's negotiable. So we were very thoughtful in doing the power. We installed, you know, the power outlets on separate circuits.
Yeah,
so
there's
the
like
cameras
three,
and lighting.
There's three or four circuits right in this room.
There's four circuits in just this room.
Yeah. I mean, no, you...
So if you're doing heavy-duty appliances, maybe you're showing a blender or an air fryer, you're not going to trip the breaker. The prep kitchen space, if you're doing something in there, you're not going to trip the live show. And then the camera and lighting power is on its own circuit.
I would even want to come in here and do an actual live, some sort of an event here live.
So we do live streaming. The most we've done here since we've opened actually has been live streaming for QVC, remote airings. And we have an amazing internet connection here. We have 1 gigabyte of upload and download speed. It's like unheard of.
I know, I'm digging it.
And we have 3 direct connect Ethernet connections. So you could potentially run 3 cameras at once simultaneously live streaming.
You're geeking me out.
One of my questions, too, is how important is that color palette when you're looking? Like, what can you tell somebody who's thinking about getting into food styling or who is contemplating to do something like this in a social media platform?
You mean for the set itself or just
the food plate up? Like what are you looking to do? I mean, obviously we're looking for textures.
Sure, textures.
But we're not tasting the food per se through the TV, but I'm talking about when you're looking at the plate, looking at that.
So one of the things that I really think about in advance is what color is the food? Okay, is the food green and you want to use a white plate to contrast and make that color really pop, or is it brown? Because we have a lot of brown food. You know, meat, your proteins end up brown, your french fries, your potatoes are always brown. So you want to use
it's always brown gravy. Unless it's tomato sauce.
And sauce is gravy. Always red. It's funny how that
so
works.
So you want to really think about what's going to contrast and what's going to make that food look like the star. So I try to think about, you know, that in advance and what colors. And always garnish. Always garnish.
Edible or not?
Oh, yeah. Edible.
Okay.
But it has to have some kind of parsley or rosemary spray.
We're going to bring you some Cahaba Club microgreens.
I have microgreens in the fridge right now. I love it.
Yeah. Cahaba Club has... Marvin does a marvelous job of his microgreens.
I mean, he's local here.
Yeah.
Okay, awesome.
Maybe probably 25
Keystone.
Minutes from here.
Yeah, Keystone.
And one of the other things that I have to worry about is because it's live and it's not just a still photo most of the time, it's moving food. So what does that food look like right now in the pan? What does it look like as it's being plated?
Yes.
What does it look like when the guest, who I can't control,
most importantly, it? What does it look like as I'm chewing it? Because that's what matters to me. I'm all about it. And next time we come here, there will be cooking.
Okay.
All right. There isn't any question for me. There will be food, and we're going to eat the hell out of it. And we're going to talk about cool stuff, probably break into the liquor cabinet a little bit, and it's going to be a whole other sort of show.
Okay? Massive wine collection.
Yeah. Well, I don't want to bust your wine up. I don't want to bust up the wine, all right? But, yeah, we can do that, too.
Awesome.
Well, I just think having her ability and seeing how things transpire from the cooking apparatus to the plate to showcasing what that talent is for that chef, because that's what's really, or I should say manufacturer too.
Yeah.
Because they want to make sure that they're doing and looking the right way for their product.
Absolutely.
So I think that's important too, because people don't realize you put something on a plate that's a blue plate and you think to yourself, okay, what's really going to pop on that plate? Or am I putting too much on the plate?
You also have to do your research on the brand itself, you know, because every brand has a different aesthetic. Every brand has different color schemes and patterns that they use. What's right for one may not be right for all.
Well, what we're going to do is absolute manifest destiny with the food in this room next time. All right, we're going to make it happen, and there will be a next time. You hear me out there? All right, so listen, Chef Amanda Rice at Chef Table Studios here in Largo, Florida. I want to thank you for having us out. Sincerely love what you're doing.
Thank you. Anytime. You're welcome anytime.
No, stop.
Don't tell him that. He'll come tomorrow.
I'll be here tomorrow. I'm not leaving. John, appreciate you, man. You're doing a great job. Jeff, it's Jeff, whatever. No, I'm kidding. Jeff, I love you, baby. I appreciate you.
Hey, Willie, be good, man.
Yeah, good luck, Willie, on what you got going on. Missing Veronica today. It's all good. You know what she's doing, right? She's shoveling the... She's out there with the horses.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah.
That's fun. Not for me.
Not for me either.
Not for me.
Have fun.
All right, guys. We are out. Appreciate everybody. Thank you. All right.
Did you notice that?
Let me tell you about my friends over at Citrus America and their amazing juicing equipment. They're revolutionizing the way you enjoy freshly squeezed juice. They're at the best hotels, restaurants, and markets. Their mission is simple. Develop a unique consumer experience with on-premise juicing, deliver healthy taste options to clientele, and juice more faster. It's that easy. Citrus America supplies the highest quality juicing equipment and solutions in the industry. So whether you're a small business owner or a large corporation, Citrus America has the right juicing equipment for you. Find out more at citrusamerica.com.
Get ready to innovate and organize your workspace with Metro. As the industry leader in storage and productivity solutions, Metro is here to transform and organize your kitchen. With their premium solutions, you'll experience the Metro difference. Metro's sturdy and versatile shelving units, workstations, holding cabinets, and utility carts are designed to streamline operations and maximize your productivity. Don't settle for imitators. Metro products last longer and offer unparalleled quality and durability. Plus, many customization options ensure that your workspace is tailored to your unique needs. Visit their website or contact them today to start designing your perfect space. Metro Shelving, your partner in organization and efficiency.
Let me tell you about my friends over at Citrus America and their amazing juicing equipment. They're revolutionizing the way you enjoy freshly squeezed juice. They're at the best hotels, restaurants, and markets. Their mission is simple. Develop a unique consumer experience with on-premise juicing, deliver healthy taste options to clientele, and juice more faster. It's that easy. Citrus America supplies the highest quality juicing equipment and solutions in the industry. So whether you're a small business owner or a large corporation, Citrus America has the right juicing equipment for you. Find out more at citrusamerica.com.